troops on the ground in Iraq are complaining about a lack of armor on their vehicles. A lot of attention has focused on the Jeep-like Humvee, and the military says it has now armored more than three-quarters of the Humvees in the Central Command region, which encompasses Iraq and Afghanistan. But trucks are another story. According to the House Armed Services Committee, the military has only armored some 15% of the medium and heavyweight trucks it uses in and around those war zones. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The Defense Department says it and its private contractors are moving as fast as they can to armor all the Humvees and trucks that might take hostile fire. And that appears to be what's happening at the Stewart and Stevenson Tactical Truck Factory outside Houston, Texas.
Passing us out back.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Dozens of mechanics here are scrambling to assemble a new type of armored cab for so-called FMTVs, a family of versatile trucks that haul troops, food, fuel, and all kinds of supplies around Iraq. Dennis Dellinger is the president of Stewart & Stevenson. He points out that the sides of the cab are angled to help deflect and absorb bullets or blasts, and they're several inches thick and covered in heavy armor.
It's a rolled homogeneous armor, metal, steel. Then inside the door, we have a combination of fibers and materials, Kevlar-based system.
The workers here say they feel good knowing that each one of these armored cabs they build might save the lives of the troops that ride in it. But the factory has just started producing these armored cabs, and it's trying to ramp up production from 5 a day to 15 a day.
I wish I could put 50 out a day.
Mechanic Harry Heath.
In my opinion, I think we should have had armored vehicles a long time ago. I mean, armored vehicles has been around. I mean, the tanks are armored. Why can't the trucks be armored?
A lot of people have been asking similar questions lately. Last week, a soldier challenged Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, asking him why troops are still forced to weld scrap metal to their otherwise unarmored vehicles nearly 2 years into the war in Iraq. Perry Jeffries served in Iraq as a first sergeant in the Army's 4th Infantry Division in charge of some 134 vehicles.
I think it's a huge problem. They're moving 2,000-gallon fuel tankers day after day, hundreds of miles on those roads, and they're not armored, and that's just sick.
A good friend of Jeffries was killed in a Humvee, and a sergeant he served with was blinded while driving a large truck called a Hemet. Both had no armor. Jeffries has joined a group of soldiers called Operation Truth that's been critical of the war effort in Iraq and of the lack of armor. He thinks the Army has dropped the ball, especially when it comes to the low percentage of trucks that have armor.
Who else buys trucks from these companies except the U.S. government? And if they tell them, look, we're not going to accept another truck unless it's got proper armor, and we'll pay you the money that you need to manufacture it, now start cranking them out, we'd be at a lot higher percentage now.
But such criticisms could be unfair. Some security experts say in other wars there have been a lot of good strategic reasons to keep supply vehicles light and unarmored, but the insurgency in Iraq changed that equation by targeting them so much. And they say the Army may have made the right decision in tackling the Humvee issue more aggressively first, in part because armoring the many different types of trucks is a more complex problem. Back at the Stewart and Stevenson assembly line, President Dennis Dellinger says even if the Army threw twice as much money at him, it wouldn't help him make any more armored trucks.
I couldn't make a single one more than what we're making today. We're struggling to triple our capacity quickly, but we're not slowing down at all, waiting for orders. I couldn't make any more any faster.
Dellinger says the biggest problem in building more trucks is getting enough of the specialized parts that he needs. That said, in the past week, the head of a major manufacturer of vehicle armor said his company could make more Humvee armor kits than the Army was ordering. The head of one truck company told NPR that he could probably increase armored truck output if the Army placed a bigger order. And even Dennis Dellinger says his company took a risk and developed its new armored cab by itself without going through the regular Army channels. Those regular channels will likely remain under scrutiny. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Houston.